Chapter 4. He who is without any color, by means of his power, produces endless colors, for some purpose of his own. In whom all this comes together in the beginning, and all comes asunder in the end. May he endow us with good thoughts. That self indeed is Agni, fire. It is Aditya, sun. It is Vayu, wind. It is Chandramas, moon. The same also is the starry firmament. It is Brahman, Hiranyagarbha. It is water. It is Prajapati. Thou art woman. Thou art man. Thou art youth. Thou art maiden. Thou, as an old man, totterest along on thy staff. Thou art born with thy face turned everywhere. Thou art the dark blue bee. Thou art the green parrot with red eyes. Thou art the thundercloud, the seasons, the seas. Thou art without beginning, because thou art infinite. Thou, from whom all worlds are born. There is one unborn being, Prakriti, white, red, and black. Footnote. The three gunas, or prime constituent factors, being drive or motion and rest or holding back, characteristic of Prakriti or primordial nature. End of footnote. Uniform, but producing manifold offspring. There is one unborn being, individual self, who loves her and lives by her. There is another who leaves her. Footnote. The supreme self. End of footnote. While she is eating what has to be eaten. Two birds. Footnote. The individual self and the supreme self. End of footnote. Inseparable friends cling to the same tree. One of them eats the sweet fruit. The other looks on without eating. On the same tree, man sits grieving, immersed, bewildered by his own impotence, Anisha. But when he sees the other Lord, Isha, contented, and knows his glory, then his grief passes away. He who does not know that indestructible being of the Rig Veda, that highest space-like supreme self wherein all the devas reside, of what use is the Rig Veda to him? Those only who know it rest contented. That from which the Maker sends forth the sacred verses, the offerings, the sacrifices, the penances, the past, the future, and all that the Vedas declare. In that, the other is bound up through Maya. Know then, Prakriti, nature, is Maya, art, and the great Lord, the Mayin, maker. The whole world is filled with what are his parts. If a man has discerned him, who being one only, rules over every cause, in whom all this comes together and comes asunder again, who is the sovereign, the bestower of blessing, the adorable being, then he passes forever into that lasting peace. He, the creator and supporter of the devas, Rudra, the great seer, the lord of all, who saw Hiranyagarbha being born, may he endow us with good thoughts. He who is the sovereign of the devas, he in whom all the worlds rest, he who rules over all two-footed and four-footed beings, to that Lord let us make an oblation. He who has known him, who is more subtle than subtle, in the midst of chaos, creating all things, having many forms, alone, all-enveloping, the happy one, Siva, passes into peace forever. He also is in time the guardian of this world, the Lord of all, hidden in all beings. In him the seers of Brahman and the deities are united, and he who knows him cuts the fetters of death asunder. He who knows Siva, the blissful, hidden in all beings, like the subtle film that rises out of the clarified butter, alone and enveloping everything, He who knows the Lord is freed from all fetters. That Lord, the maker of all things, the great supreme self, always dwelling in the heart of man, is perceived by the heart, the soul, the mind. They who know it become immortal. When that light has risen, there is no day, no night, neither existence nor non-existence. Shiva, the blissful, alone is there. That is the eternal, the light adored by sun. From it has proceeded the ancient wisdom. No one has grasped him above or across or in the middle. There is no image of him, and his name is Great Glory. His form cannot be seen. No one perceives him with the eye. Those who through heart and mind know him, thus abiding in the heart, become immortal. Thou art unborn. With these words, someone comes near to thee, trembling. O Rudra, let thy gracious face protect me forever. O Rudra, hurt us not in our offspring and descendants. Hurt us not in our own lives, nor in our cows, nor in our horses. Do not slay our men in thy wrath, for, holding oblations, we call on thee always.